For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 156.
Okay, well.
Do you ever get tired of saying welcome back? Like, sometimes do you just, like, want to be like, maybe I want to say hello?
Yeah, I always feel like everybody has their, like, their tagline, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like I always say welcome back. And so, A, I do want to welcome them back because I'm happy they're here and listening. But also, I just feel like I have to. But maybe next week I'll say hi.
Well, that's kind of awkward. I imagine like people would like lose their minds, be like, why are they changing up on us?
If next week I was just like, what the fuck is up, everybody? Like, I don't know.
Demetria has lost it.
I know.
But what if you say hello and then I say welcome back?
Oh, okay. Maybe we.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't like it.
I wonder if anybody would notice if we did that. I don't know.
I feel like they would notice.
I know. Like sometimes I always say at the end, like, have a great weekend. And then we say bye. But it's like, what if we just be like, peace out? Like, I don't know.
My energy is very bizarre today. So bear with me.
I try to keep it consistent. I want to be consistent for the people. And I'll shake it up sometimes.
Well, I just found out I couldn't order my weed this week.
Oh, my gosh. It's no longer in cash only, okay?
I got to go to an ATM. Then I got to get cash for the weed. I don't have time for this.
Well, if you want weed, that's what you got to do.
Apparently, or link my bank account with a routing number. And I don't know.
Hey, if the bank's not going to appreciate the weed people just coming on in and taking what they want. Yeah.
Direct deposit it.
This is your direct deposit for my weed installment.
How are you? What's new?
I'm good. You know, lots new this week. Two new shows I added to my lineup. Obviously, Basketball Wives is back, everyone. This is huge because it is like the OG season where they brought Evelyn back. Jennifer's there. Jackie is still there. Brooke is there. Shawnee pops in and out. So it's a really big base of all the beginning women. For LA, and then they've added a couple new, so that came back, which was really exciting. And then they added a second, which is Basketball Wives Orlando. And so they've done it in Miami before, but they had never done Orlando, so this is new. But Orlando is, you know, they have a lot of the basketball players live out there. You know, there's a lot of things going on out there. There's WNBA basketball players, retired basketball players. So they, I guess there's a large community of basketball ex-girlfriends, girlfriends, and wives.
I used to love the Orlando Magic with the Navy and they had great uniforms.
Yes. So, you know, so that came on this week, both back to back. So it was a big night. Always brings what I expected to bring, drama right off the bat. I love Evelyn. She's absolutely hilarious. And it's actually good because there's been whisperings that she's no longer wearing her ring, because she also on Queen's Court, met somebody.
She got engaged. Yeah.
And got engaged, Levon.
He got.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah. But
it seemed to be that he was, but she has not spoken about it.
He posted a whole lengthy thing on Instagram.
Well, she has not spoken at all about it.
Yeah, he posted a thing. It was like, sometimes things don't work out and it's time for me to focus on myself and the positive. And like, I read it.
Yeah. So she kind of starts out, you know, so while this was filmed, they were together. But I guess it kind of details and goes into like the what happened and the why.
Didn't someone died or something?
I don't know anything about that.
I thought someone in her family died in July or something. And he like supported her through that. And then he ended it.
Oh, well, yeah. She was. So they kind of show a preview of the season. And basically she was saying, you know, just starting to plan the wedding and being in the mindset of the wedding stuff kind of was giving her flashbacks about her last time. And that was with Chad, obviously. And so she was having some situations around that. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to watch it because I love them. I'm going to give Orlando a shot. It was messy off the gate. Like, it started out crazy. It was like, this girl's friends with this girl, but they're not really friends, but they are friends, but behind their backs, they hate each other. And then they all came together for a brunch, but one of the girls is dating a basketball player whose baby mama, ex-wife, is already also in the group. And so they hate each other, but they're all at this brunch. It was nuts.
Oh,
okay. I don't know. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? So I'm going to give it a shot. And then, of course, I watched Below Deck. It's starting to pick up. I don't like Captain Sandy, but what I will say is she's not in it very much. So that part is good because it's the beginning. So you're really getting a lot with like the decks and the stews and all the things, the deckhands. So in the first episode, the chief stew was waiting for her visa and stuff to go through, so she couldn't come. But now she showed up, and let me tell you, she is something else. It's Toomey. She was Toomey. On Captain Chase. Yeah. She came out of the gate like, I mean, she has no tolerance for, she's getting into it with the chef. She's getting into it with her stews. Like, it's a lot. So it's been good so far. And yeah, other than that, of course, watching Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, Avon came this week. Everybody knows how much I love Avon. So I was just happy to see him, although he jumped right into a thing with this girl. Interesting. What I thought was interesting about it, though, is there was no interaction or even like showing the interaction between him and Rachel. Like, there was a hello, but that was it. So it was kind of
like, three of her men on the beach or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually. yeah.
Where's Tino? Get him down there.
Oh yeah, no, Tino is not there. But what I'm waiting for, which I think happens tonight, is Katie shows up and Blake is there, and this will be the first time they've spoken in 2 years.
She's on like F Boy Island.
Yes,
three, but it's
she's on both.
But it's on the CW.
Yeah, I don't know why she's going on that.
Like, I don't imagine. I don't imagine F Boy Island on the CW is anywhere remotely close to F Boy Island on HBO Max.
Got it. Well, I don't, first of all, if you're really looking for love, are you going to go on that show? Is that what you're, is that the point? Like, is that a good idea?
You know, I can't stand her.
I know. So, you know, we'll see how that
she wanted to be
out.
Like a stand-up comedian or something. Like, girl, go away.
I don't know. But Blake looks good. He looks so good. I'm just going to say that.
He'd probably get engaged to you, girl. He doesn't care.
I'm already kind of in a situation. So,
girl, he's an equal opportunity engager.
I can't have any entanglements right now.
He's trying to get on the Golden Bachelor. He's out here to those women.
That show just pulls at my heartstrings.
What I heard, I've heard like incredible feedback about the Golden Bachelor. I haven't watched it. Maybe I'll binge it. How many episodes are there? So, like three or four?
Three. Mm-hmm.
They said like there's no like insta whore clout chasing people, so like these people like actually want to find love.
Yes, because they're older and their time is ticking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm older, my time is already ticked out, but that's a whole nother thing.
No, it's not these people. They're in their 60s and 50s and 70s.
Yeah, he's like 73 or something.
Yeah, their time is really actually ticking.
Yeah, I mean, the feedback, everyone's just like, oh my god, it's so heartwarming and it's so sweet and they're just so nice and like,
It is. Yeah. I really am enjoying that. So that, and then, oh my God, obviously Love is Blind.
I'm behind. I fell asleep on, I watched episode 8, but I fell asleep on episode 9. I don't like any of these people.
Well, you better catch up because tomorrow it's going down. The weddings are tomorrow.
What weddings? There ain't going to be no weddings, girl.
Well, there's 2 scheduled weddings and Sunday is the reunion. So.
Not
we're going to get into it. No, they're not going to try that again. We're not doing that again. That was a disaster.
Everything Vanessa and Nick do is a disaster.
I know. This show, guys. Oh, my gosh. These people. They clearly all hate each other. I don't even know why we're here. But, yeah. So, that's what I watched. Nothing else. I was looking on Netflix and Hulu, like, just trying to find some other things. I've been watching a lot of scary movies, obviously.
You didn't watch that Halloween. 2020, did you?
I didn't yet, because I've been watching so much scary movies. I went to see The Exorcist.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It wasn't as scary as I thought. I actually, when I went Friday night, I was nervous. And Jake and I had a conversation first and said, if at any point this gets uncomfortable for one or both, like, it's okay if we need to leave, because this looks really scary. And I don't know. And I don't know. And my friend Jen came with us and she was like, I bought some sage just in case. I don't want to take anything home. Like, we're all freaked out, but it wasn't as scary as I thought. It was definitely had some jump scare moments. And then the end got intense, but it was actually pretty good. So I'm in full of swing Halloween right now.
They paid $400 million for the rights to like the Exorcist franchise. So they're going to be making more movies, but it like didn't do that well at the box office.
I think people are just really scared.
And they had to move it because you know what happens tomorrow. Tonight, really. Actually, last night. Taylor
Friday Swift. The 13th? Oh, that goofy ass. Sorry. Are you going to go to that movie?
No. So first of all... I do movies like by myself.
I know, on a Monday.
Times. A, so I can eat popcorn in peace and not to share. B, yes. So I don't have to deal with other people. So unfortunately, they have mapped out her movie release because they want crowds and dancing and singing, which is like absolutely not going to happen for me.
No.
So ideally, it'll land in my home at some point soon.
Yes.
And I can watch it then because you know I love that. But I was hoping for like, because I'm off tomorrow, I was like, oh, is there like a Friday morning show? And there's no one there and there's not. It's like 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. or like 11 p.m. 11 p.m., Jesus.
Who's going to go at 11 p.m. and see a 3-hour concert?
I don't know. People, insane Taylor's, and I'm a Swiftie. Like, I get it. I just think it's like insane. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I want to go see it, but I also don't want to deal with people. So, you know.
Understood.
And I just don't know if it's the kind of movie I'm going to sit there and like eat my popcorn and enjoy myself. It might just be meant for
it's a concert.
I hope. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And like, if someone's going to try to give me like friendship bracelets, I don't have time for this. I'm just here.
Yeah. You're definitely not exchanging any bracelets. We'll just say that, guys. Don't do it.
Why is that man?
Don't try to.
Why is that man dressed in all black?
Yeah, don't try to give him anything. Don't try to touch him. Hug
why is he wearing a mask?
Oh my god! Forget
yeah,
it.
So no, I don't know. I don't. I'd like to see it in theaters, but clearly, like my theater going experience is not what they have in mind for this film.
Clearly,
but, you know, Exorcist moved. They were supposed to come out on the Friday the 13th, and they moved their date because of her, which is wild.
That's silly.
I mean, they didn't want to compete. I would fair, right?
There. No. Well, it was good. People, don't be too scared. Go and see it. It's not as scary as it looks.
Okay.
That's it. What about you?
I binged. I'm up to date. Are you ready for this? The challenge. I'm so excited. I may or may not have watched 11 hours of it this weekend.
Oh my God.
You know, I love a binge. I know,
but that's a lot of challenge.
I might just start going back and watching old seasons of like Big Brother and Survivor. I mean, I'm pretty caught up on Survivor. I've watched a bunch of them. But you know me, I can just power through them real quick. So I watched all 11 hours. There's episode 12 was last week. 13 is this week. I'm not caught up on those two, which is fine. I'll catch up this week and I've got plenty of time. Oh my God, it's just so good. The challenges though are way harder than normal.
Oh, okay. Why?
They're just like the trivia ones or what, like the trivia ones weren't that bad, but the one of them was like, you had to jump like 6 feet outward and like catch this thing. And then they kept moving the buoy every time someone got it. It was like, they're just like much more difficult challenges. But they brought in, so there's six vets, which is like Bananas, John A. Why does she keep coming back?
I mean, she doesn't really have anything else to do,
I guess. So like John A, Johnny Bananas, like whatever, that crew, Wes came back. But then what's weird is that they want us as viewers to not associate Fessy and Josh and all them with the vet.
Why?
Because this is on CBS, and so it's like, oh, look at Michelle from Survivor. But like, I don't know Michelle from Survivor. I know Michelle from The Challenge.
Right.
I know Fessy and Josh from Big Brother, obviously. But like, to me, they've already formed relationships. But it's weird because the CBS show and because it's season two, they make it seem like Fessy and Josh don't have relation. They like later on now in the later episodes, but in the beginning episodes, like, ooh, it's Big Brother versus Survivor versus the vets and like all this stuff. But like, so, you know full well that they're all working.
Yeah. So do they call them like rookies or how does that?
They don't call them rookies, but they like, yeah, it's weird. I don't know. It threw me off a little bit. Now, later on, it doesn't really matter because so many people have left. But it was definitely odd to act like. And granted, I don't think people who are watching this are probably watching all the MTV challenges, right? This is a different
crowd.
This is a Big Brother Survivor crowd. So that they want to play on those connections to get viewers, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a little odd for me. I'm like, oh, they're acting like. They're like, oh, the Big Brother Alliance. And I'm like, Josh and Fessy don't even deal with these people. Like, they're not talking to Alyssa from last season. Like, you're out of your mind. So that was interesting. I mean, a lot of the big hitters are still there. The rookies did band together in the beginning. They're like, we're going to take out the vets. And the vets just, like, annihilated them every single time. So, like, they kind of realized, like, oh, they're just going to keep sending us home if we keep sending them into elimination.
Yeah, basically.
But the eliminations have been crazy. Like one of them, you had to stand on this pole and you had to make the pole was like 12 feet tall and you were at the top and you had to sway it back and forth and pick up balls on one side and drop them on the other. Like they're like hard challenges. A lot of them too are like mind, like, you know, like best way to like think about it versus like physical, right? Like, oh, if I can, I got to use my momentum. I got to be more like skill wise. But it's good. I'm in. I'm like, we'll see. I don't know who's going to win. There's still a lot of people left, I feel like. So I think we're pretty close to the finale, though. And then I'm watching Big Brother, obviously. This season, so they don't normally do 100-day seasons. So like this season is dragging a little bit. But we'll have a new head of household today, thankfully. And we'll kind of just, I don't know, go from there. What else did I watch? I think, I mean, a lot of my weekend was the challenge, obviously.
Clearly.
I didn't watch any movies this week, did I? Mm-mm. Maybe there's something on the movie and maybe I'll watch a movie. You know me, I love those.
Yes.
Jumping into hot topics.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Let me tell you. So Ariana Grande and this guy, Dalton Gomez, he's a realtor. They were married. They met, like, they were engaged during 2020. They were married in, like, late 2020 or 2021, whatever. They're in love. We know she does this. She just attaches herself to men. There's something going on with her and her daddy issues, clearly, but whatever. They are getting divorced. They're divorced. Everything's signed off and finalized. He gets a lump sum of $1.25 million.
Sounds good to me.
Plus, he's getting half of the house profit. So she has they have a home together. I'm sure that she bought it, right? $6 million home, and he gets half the profits plus the 1.25.
Dalton, I mean, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, he has 30 days left in the house. However, he did sign an airtight gag order. He can never mention her, no photos, no books, no videos, no nothing. He is never to speak of this marriage ever, or her either. They can't, neither of them can talk about it. Nothing, completely airtight.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, I'd marry her for 2 years for $1.25 million.
Absolutely.
I'd do a lot of things.
Yes, like in a heartbeat. That's without question, but to say, like, you can never speak and say, like, I was married to this person and it's not attached to you at all. That's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him.
I mean, I think it's more in the sense of, like, publicity, like, don't drag my name.
Yeah, no. But, you know, it's like, hey, well, this is a prime example of why you don't get married when you're 12, everybody.
We know this. And then she realizes, you know, oh, what is she going to marry herself? To myself. But like, she's jumped from the Mac Miller, Pete Davidson. She's done this. Now yes. She's with that little troll man, Ethan. He's creepy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But she was doing, I think, like what we all did in our 20s, right? Date around, like figure it out. But you don't have to get engaged to each and every one of them.
Yeah, it's too much. You shouldn't have married this one, girl.
No, well, now she knows. She's paying for it.
More breakups. I didn't watch the video. I saw clips of this. So Real Potomac will be out next month. However, Gordon and Mia, Gordon decided to go on TMZ Live and just completely
creepy Gordon
drag Mia to no end. What did he say? I don't even.
So basically the gist of it, because, you know, he's super creepy to me. So I can only really do like a good 5-6 minutes.
Remember when he licked his lips at Karen?
Yes. And ever since then, I've been grossed out. That was gross. I just can't. So basically what he is saying, the gist of it is, he had prostate cancer, allegedly. So he said he did. I don't know. But that's why she addressed this before. Like, he had had some issues in the bedroom. So he had told her he was okay with it if she slept with other men. Not to be in a relationship with other men, obviously, but just if she was getting her needs met by other men. So basically what he's claiming is, after everything happened last year with their financial situation, they're losing their stores, all that happened. They had to move into the condo or townhouse or whatever.
We don't even know where they are. We'll find out this season, though.
Yes. He's claiming she met another man who had more money and left him for that guy.
God. She hasn't commented on any of this.
No, she didn't say anything. She did say they were separated, which we saw in the trailer or the, you know. So he said, yes, that was true. But that, you know, it was a separation with he was thinking that it was going to get worked out, that they were going to, you know, overcome it. They were just going through some hard times. Well, in the meanwhile, she found a bigger, better package. A younger man that had a lot of more money than he did. And she
we know like he gave details.
He just said that he knows that she has met a younger man who had a lot more money and she was out.
Oh.
So, yeah. And she didn't come out and say he's lying. He's full of it. He shouldn't go on here making videos and say these things. It's not true. So I'm assuming that to be true. Because I would have
publicity for the new season, so
right. I mean, I would have come out and been like, "Why are you saying this? Like, I didn't meet anybody else. We just went through hard times." But she has not said a word.
Weird. I guess they've always been weird.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out about it. I mean, they've been having people in their marriage bed for a very long time. Women, you know, who knows what's been going on over there. So none of this is shocking. But I mean, it does suck. It's like, sorry that you had prostate cancer and you're, you know, things don't work down there, but you'll meet a nice enough lady. Maybe find an older lady that is more up to speed, which just wants to chill out with you.
A mess.
I know.
Also mess. This is going to be good. Okay. So Drake got into it with Joe Budden and Birdman. How did Birdman get brought in? I'm like,
okay. No, that's not what happened. So Drake put out a new album. And as always, everybody has mixed feelings about this album. Every time he puts an album out, either you love it or you hate it. I happen to like it, but I like Drake. So Joe Budden was giving his opinion on how he felt about it. And I mean, what he said, I don't feel like was, you know, he's just giving his critique. He's allowed to do that. But Drake went in hard on him. Birdman was getting into it with Drewski. And because Drewski, who's a comedian, has made this like fictional record label. It's like, what is it called? It's some kind of fictional label, but it's kind of like a Never Scared label or, you know, something implying like he's a gangster type. And so Birdman was like, you know, this is real. Like, don't make jokes about this. And he came like, I'll take all your artists. And he's a comedian. So he's just making like a play on it. And Drake jumped in and was like, no, you don't want to, like, you don't want to do this. He's real serious. This is not a game. Like, this is not a game you don't want to play, because Drake knows Birdman, obviously, because he came up under Lil Wayne. So Joe Budden had a hit 100 years ago with Pump It Up. And
pump it out. Yeah.
Yes. And it was a good one, you know, but that was pretty much it. But he's been in the industry and, you know, he's been around for a long time. He has a podcast. He has a show. So he's like, you know, he can give his opinion just like everybody else. But Drake took it there and went off and like said, like, he was irrelevant. And sorry, you had a hit like 20 something years ago, and wrote this whole big long thing. Super in his feelings about it.
Well, and then Azalea Banks gets involved.
Oh, well, anytime this bitch gets involved.
Which, like, she hits below the belt constantly. But so,
oh my gosh.
Like, she was like, whatever, Drake, we know about your nose job and your liposuction. Like, wait a minute.
This is what, like, no one knows where this woman is. No one sees her. No one hears from her. And then every now and again, something will happen and she just pops out of nowhere and punches you right in the gut.
Annihilates people for no reason.
Yeah. Drake was like, no comments.
I Google. His nose looked a little smaller.
I mean, he may have, everybody. He's rich and can do whatever he wants. They have been saying for years that he had lipo. Who knows? You have nothing to lipo.
What did he have to lipo?
You're going to look like Jack Skellington if you go get some lipo. He was a little soft in the middle for a minute, but then he got real ripped, remember? And that's when they were saying he got the lipo.
Got it. I mean, Azalea, she's mean. I wouldn't want to, like, if she, I saw no her my direction. Way. I would go the other way. I'd be like, no, not today, girl. I don't need this. I don't need to cry.
That's one fight I am not picking. I'm not getting in it. I'm not. Nope.
Yeah.
If she said something about me, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. You're right, girl. Uh-huh. You, yes. Go on. Uh-huh. You sounds good. Don't be mad.
Yeah.
At
me. Yeah. I'd be like, all right. Thank you.
And then finally today, news that no one asked for. Oh, Will gosh. Jada decided to reveal to the world that her and Will have been separated since 2016.
This lady is just it seems like every year, every couple years, she comes out with information no one needed. Like,
yeah, because Red Table Talk, she needed viewers. Now she's got a book. She needs someone to buy her book.
I don't care what they do. Like,
I used to like her.
Me too. And it's like, newsflash. I don't care what you guys do. I don't care if you sleep with other people. I don't care if you don't want to sleep with each other. That's your marriage and your life. That's none of our business. It becomes our business when you keep making our business. And then you get mad when people have things to say.
Well, it's not only that, but it's like you went on this whole tour after the slap heard around the world, which we discussed entirely too much. But like, now you want to like hash it all again for your own monetary gain.
Well, and basically you're saying that, okay, first of all, you're saying you guys have been separated for 7 years. So, okay, but we're not getting a divorce. We're always going to find a way to work it out. Well, then why haven't you worked it out in the last 7 years? I'm confused.
Oh, well, we weren't ready to tell people. You're ready 7 years later to tell us? We don't care.
But you're telling us because why? Because you're saying you're not going to give up on each other. So what has changed? Is one of you dating someone that this is about to be, we're going to find out and you want to get ahead of it? And then she's like, oh, and when the Oscars thing happened, we were separated. And then it was, oh, and also Chris Rock called years ago when he heard we were getting a divorce and asked me out on a date. So that played a part in why Will was upset. Like, what?
Yeah, they're messy to be messy, but then they're like, get out of our business. But like, you're giving us mess.
But he's not saying nothing. He's just sitting there somewhere because he hasn't said shit.
Yeah, I know. Who's he dating?
That's why I'm like, is something about to happen? And this is why she's trying to get ahead of it.
Wish he was dating me.
I don't know, but today Blueface's mom said after hearing what Nene said, he should date Nene. Why is this lady on? She's always on the Shade Room talking. Why do they keep talking to her?
I don't know who talks more, Blueface's mom or Tokyo Toni. Tokyo Toni. I need to not jinx this because she's been awkwardly quiet lately.
She's been doing pretty good, but they need to get together, and that would be phenomenal. OMG, those two ladies together would be something else.
A whole mess.
Yep.
Anything else on Hot Topics besides Kim Zolciak courting Chet Hanks?
Oh God, can you imagine? He's talking in his fake Jamaican accent. She's trying to sell his shoes.
Yeah, off his feet probably because it's the only ones he has.
Oh my God. Who would have ever thought, like, Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks are like the sweetest, cutest little couple of people. And this is the spawn.
Remember when they got COVID and the world was like, shut everything down. Tom Hanks has COVID.
we're going to lose Tom Hanks
at all costs.
You need to protect him from his son.
Close the borders. He has COVID.
That's when things escalated.
His son is insane.
He is. I can just imagine him with her in that accent. Yeah. But I guess we'll see it all on Surreal Life because they're going to
her drinking out of those reds. He probably saw her red Solo cup and was like, "Yep, that's my girl right there."
Oh God,
I cannot.
So now she's going to go in the freezer and crack out those cigs.
Jumping into today's shows, we've got Roni, which apparently is not over. I thought we're in a whole new decade and we're still here. Salt Lake City is just a complete hot ass mess. Mariam Cosby was on Watch What Happens Live. And then the OC reunion part two, which again, I mean, this is a little bit more chaotic. We'll talk about it, but they still know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They annihilate those reunions every year. Where do you want to start?
Let's get this Roni out of the way. Ugh.
Okay. I mean, Sai's retelling and Jessel's retelling are like not that crazy, I don't think.
No.
They're just different points of view and they just have different, how they interpreted things are different.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she's like, well, she brought up her uncle and that's my mom. And she's like, I brought up my uncle to like bridge the gap with her and let her know I understand where she's coming from. Like, that's not the same thing. Like, girl, you're saying the same things. You guys are just taking it differently. And I'm team Jessel fully, by the way.
Okay.
Are you, where do you fall?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I've kind of gotten to a place where the more I listen to them, it's like, this is not real problems.
Yeah.
Like, you're okay, we get it. Like, you want your thing to be valid and you want your thing to be valid. And it's stupid at this point. Like, okay, I get it. As they're retelling, it's like, yeah, I hear what both of them are saying. Like, nobody's at a fault here.
Yeah,
but so it's like, why are we talking about it still 3-4 episodes later?
I watched the scene and then I have to watch you retelling the exact scene that I watched.
When yes.
This conversation.
But we've been watching this for 4 weeks now.
Well, you know who doesn't care is Sai. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. When someone says, I don't care over and over again, guess what? They really fucking care.
Yeah, apparently.
Jessel says maybe she's upset because I dress better than her. Ooh, that's my girl.
Okay.
See, I think the way they're approaching it is different. Like, Jessel's like, I'm going to make light of this. And like, it's not that heavy. And Jessel's like, or Sai's like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And then you're telling everybody how much you care.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if your man wanted to go to Vietnam for 24 hours for mileage and a bommy?
I'd say bye.
Good luck. Ooh, I get to sleep by myself. Okay.
Yeah. Have a good time. Bring me something back.
A bommy if you can.
Yeah. Like, it's not that serious. Everybody's making such a big deal about it. And it's like, he didn't say he was leaving for a month. He's just going on a flight to get a sandwich. Who cares?
I mean, it feels like they are trying to make a deal out of it, right? Like, oh, we could run with this. Like, Aaron and Sai are obviously talking and like, hey, we could run with this and see, like, no man.
Yeah, he's made it very clear. He had a bunch of miles. He got some tickets. He's got to use them. That's what he's gonna do. Okay.
Well, and Bryn can't talk to Abe flirting, but you can question Pavitt about cheating. Come on. Like, what?
Yeah, no.
What world do we live in?
No, the whole thing is weird.
Remind me when we're gonna get to SLC 2, and I'm gonna annihilate Angie K, but that's fine. But yeah, I mean, the mileage run isn't that shocking. I'm not on their level at all. But when I was traveling a ton and I was United, it was very common. Like, oh, I have to go to Dallas this week. Let me get those miles because I want to get that next upgrade because the upgrade lasts a full year. So that's not that odd. And he's on Instagram. Pavitt is hilarious. I don't know if you follow him. It's called, his name is Wingman.
Hmm.
But he is posting like receipts after receipts after receipts, and it is epic. And he's like, yeah, look, here's the flight I bought. Here's a receipt. I paid $700 for a $7,000 flight or whatever it was. It was crazy. But he gets those miles, even though he only paid $600 anyway. So he's got all his receipts and he goes, and there was a really good bomb me. So guess what? I'm okay with
it. Yeah. I mean, go for it.
Sai is offended by Jessel bringing up her mom, but what are your thoughts on this?
I wouldn't be offended by it. I think I would have been offended. You have to be offended by what's behind it.
But so, you brought it up on camera and used it for your story. So why can't I?
Right. She's not bringing it up and speaking ill of her for no reason. She's applying it to the story here.
Totally.
I'm just over all of them. Like, this is not. Ugh.
So I feel like Uba could have been like a friend of, which is weird. I mean, I don't want her to be, but like, it just feels like she's not all, I don't know.
No, I agree.
When was the last time we had all of them together besides Anguilla?
I think that was the last time.
It sounds like they're getting a second season. It sounds like Bravo's super happy with it, which is wild to me because the ratings are terrible. But I feel like we're better off than Ramona's racism. So.
Absolutely. I'll take it.
Yeah. Aaron and Sai want to push this narrative that Jessel lied. She's a liar. Da, 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 da. I don't think she's lying.
No, I didn't see anything that she lied about.
I will say that she has what I like to call word salad, where she speaks very long. It's like Dorit. Like, she says a lot of words without a lot of a lot of meaning.
Yeah.
But if they replayed that clip 17 times and she's like, oh yeah, he's going to Vietnam in a couple weeks. The ticket's going to expire. Oh, he's got to book it. Da, 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 da. Well, is it booked? Is it not booked? You said he was going. He's not even going. Da, da, like, girl, bye. Like, they're just trying to make something out of nothing. Ugh. And we're too late in the season for this.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, think about, like, literally we've spent weeks on just this whole storyline.
Yeah.
That could have just come and gone.
Because they wanted it to be this explosive cheating storyline and they thought it was going to blow up, and it blew up in their own faces.
Yeah.
Bryn shows up at Jessel's house and then she says, Aaron said that Pavitt said and da 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 da. And that's where it's going to get ugly, I imagine.
Yeah. And then Pavitt's there. So he's like, wait, what?
Which he did not say that. He did not say she lets me do whatever I want. He said,
no, he didn't.
No. Girl, bye.
Yeah, but you know, I did like is when he said, because Sai is bipolar, and they were all like, no,
you better retract that.
Yeah, like, I was like, okay, well, at least everybody knows, like, hey, we're just doing the storyline here. We're not going to start calling names.
I feel like Bryn either has like incredible media training, or she got like tips from maybe Pandora and LVP or whatever it may be, because we know she's close to them, but she is incredible on camera.
Yeah.
She's light. She's fun. You saw, she looked at the camera and she looked at Pavitt and she was like, you're going to want to retract that. Like, she knew right away they're going to use this. And like, how do we make this scene work? Like, she's incredible. I say,
oh, yes.
Put Aaron and Sai as like friends of Sai could go for me. Put Aaron as a friend of, bring on, they are looking for like a friend of, or possibly like a new cast member. We know that it was supposed to be 7 in the beginning. They only ended up with 6. So they are casting for a new housewife, apparently, for next season.
Okay. Well,
it'll be interesting to see.
Hopefully she's a good one.
Yeah. Bryn did say, she goes, don't poke holes people in people's marriages. You poke holes in condoms of rich men.
Oh God, that lady.
Jeez. I like her.
It's just too much all the time for me. It's like, okay, we get it.
It's a shtick, right? Like,
yeah, but sometimes, I mean, for some people, it's like, oh, okay, you know, but sometimes it's like, okay, is there something else? Do you got something else? I don't know. No, I don't love it.
That's her shtick. She doesn't have anything
else. I know. I don't love it, but I'm, you know, hopefully maybe now that they've gotten season 1 out of the way almost, coming into the next time, like, they know, okay, we need something else. Like, we can't just have one story about a stupid flight for 4 episodes.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think once their relationships mature with each other and they start, like, I mean, that's what's going to happen, right? We're in this weird conundrum, like, Jenna's not really taking a side, or she's like, hey, Jessel, you shouldn't have said that. But like, oh, Sai shouldn't have, like, at some point they're going to have to take sides. And that's when the drama begins, right? Because then it's like OC, which right now, which I cannot wait. So yeah, I don't know. We started out strong.
Yeah.
This shouldn't have been an episode. Like, we shouldn't have been learning about Uba in episode 13. Like,
no.
That should have been in the beginning. Like, oh, I created Uba Hot. I did it myself. I didn't want investors. Like, this is why I did this. Like, all of that should have been out of the way already.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to SLC.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Mary on Watch It Happens Live?
Yeah, I do.
I liked her outfit.
It was okay.
It was ridiculous and I was here for it.
I mean, she's always ridiculous. I like the color.
Yeah. I will say she is not good in like the front of the spotlight. Like
no. If you
listen, her one-liners and her funny stuff comes from like the Sprinter van camera. Like there's not a camera in her
yes.
face when she's
no, there. It read more mean than funny to me.
Yeah.
Like it's like okay,
I will say I thought that Gucci joke was gonna be about like Heather being cheap because like she loves to call people cheap.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Didn't think it was gonna be about Heather being a size 14.
Yeah, and it's like that's rude, girl. Like, you know, that's first of all you're fat shaming, but also like, why wouldn't they make a 14? 14 is not plus size.
Yeah. But you see when she was asking Andy, she's like, is that rude? Was that rude? Sorry, was that rude? Like, she doesn't, I think she just says stuff. I don't know.
She could play that if she wants. But
when Andy was like, did you come back? And she's like, you needed me. I was like, yes. Yeah.
The whole time. Z-Way, we've seen Z-Way before be like, whoa. And even this time, Z-Way was like, just sitting there like, Mary, like, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a little aggressive. I love Miriam Cosby. I was looking for the funny, and it all came off a little more mean than funny to me.
Yeah, I just don't think she wasn't prepped. I don't know. That's just not her. We talked about this. Remember with Shannon Bedore, and I was like, ugh, Shannon, this season is unbearable. And then she gets on Watch What Happens Live, and she's like a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you so good when you're live, but you're terrible on the show? And Mary's the opposite of that. Mary's fantastic on the show when she's just being herself. When she gets in her head and she's like trying to be live, it did not land at all.
No.
Okay. So Angie confronts Meredith about the rumors. Can we just put this out there? I don't know why this is being overlooked by every single person in the effing universe. Meredith didn't say the rumor.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Like, wait a second. She never said it aloud. She never put it out there at all. She never said this. Monica said it.
And I don't think that she said it to Monica.
No, but Monica said the rumors going around.
Yeah. We're on the same page here.
Yeah. I was thinking myself, like, did nobody miss? Like, how come this hasn't come up? And maybe it will. But at this moment, like, why hasn't anybody said, well, wait a minute? Or why didn't Monica say, hey, I didn't say Meredith told me. I'm telling you the rumor that's going around.
Well, because Meredith said rumors about the husband. The rumors about the husband.
Yes. Yes.
She makes me want a martini all the time.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
I'm obsessed with Meredith this season. I think that, like, she's funny on Twitter. This is what's weird about this franchise is that like the OC girls don't really like they'll run to Twitter to like defend themselves or Instagram. All of the SLC women live tweet every episode every week, so like they're on there like giving their two cents, and it's weird to me that we're getting like that live feedback from them as the episode airs.
Yeah,
I don't know. So Monica says everyone's heard it. Lisa said she hasn't heard it. Of course, Lisa's going to say that because Lisa, this must be her villain season because this girl, she's rubbed me the wrong way. Heather said she's heard it. I mean, I don't think it's like that. But then didn't Angie's like, we've been dealing with this for 30 years. Didn't she say that?
Yes, she did.
Also, this is where I'm going to annihilate this bitch. I hate her. She did the whole Heather Jen lesbian rumors last year.
Yes.
She did this to somebody. And now you want to sit here and be like, I can't believe this is happening. Why would they do this to someone's family? You just did this, you stupid bitch.
Yep. Nope. It's true.
I mean, Whitney looked shocked when she heard it. Angie didn't look that. She put her hand to her chest. Like she didn't look that shocked to me.
No, but even Heather was like, oh yeah, I've heard this before.
Yeah, done. Mary's hungry. There's no food. Ma'am, there was a whole ass crepe station.
Yes, and flatbreads and all kinds of stuff. And you're talking about where's the food? Are we going to eat? I'm hungry. Like, oh my goodness.
She needed her own pizza.
And then
Monica goes, ooh, I can't wait to have some. And she goes, get your own.
I know. And then what I hate is then she's like, I hate when people are mistreat the staff. Like, the guy's trying to nicely put the pizza, and she's like, why don't you pick it? You're not going to put it in there for me? Why don't you pick it up? And he's like, I don't want to touch it with my hands. Well, you're lazy. That's lazy. Yeah,
she was mean.
Like, whoa. I don't know.
Angie wants to talk to Sean about the rumor. She just woke up. She just woke up in full glam.
Yeah, clearly you just woke up.
Oh, thanks. I'm making the bed. Thanks for bringing me my coffee. I just woke up. Like, you're such a poser. I hate everything about you. Everybody has a nose job. You don't have a nose job? Look at my nose job. Like, go away.
No.
13-year-old daughter out of your bed.
No, she's, yeah, I can't with her. Like,
also, he didn't deny it.
He didn't. He just started crying.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I can't believe that our daughter, I've been trying to protect her. Yeah. Because of you fucking men in the streets.
But she's like, well,
yeah. And he gets his dick sucked at the roundup.
Well, and she's like, I know you've been dealing with this for so many years because, you know, to be a hairdresser and be a man and blah, blah, blah. It's like newsflash, my hairdresser is a man and he has a wife. So I never thought of him as gay. That's not always the thing that is the descriptor, but maybe the behaviors of something someone has seen.
Yeah, for sure. I can't.
I don't know.
Well, he's upset about the infidelity. They support the gay community. And what I really don't like, this is what he, when they were on Watch What Happens Live, did you watch it?
When she was on there?
Yeah, like last week, whatever.
Yes, unfortunately I did.
Like, he gave the same exact scripted response that he gave to her in that scene.
Right.
A mess. I cannot.
I know. That episode lost me when Andy was like, I'm just appalled that this keeps happening and the housewives keep doing this. And I'm like, oh no, Andy. Oh no.
I get it. But like, I mean, these rumors aren't out there about John Barlow. These rumors aren't out there about Whitney's husband. Like, I guess that's what's different for me. I don't know.
Yeah, this is not the first time this has happened, obviously, in the Housewife universe.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, it shouldn't be a storyline. It shouldn't be, like, gay shaming. I'm totally on board with that.
No, absolutely.
But, like, it's clearly, if Heather's heard it, this has been around Salt Lake City well before the Housewives. So, don't know what to tell you, Andy.
Yeah.
Lisa and Jack talk about his mission. Lisa doesn't go to Temple because she doesn't feel that she's worthy, because she drinks too much Diet Coke.
Yeah, none of that made sense. She said she doesn't wear the garment because I don't wear the garments and I drink too much Diet Coke and this and that. I was like, girl, this is not how you live your life. Just say that.
Does John go to Temple? So he does all that?
I guess, because she said he was going to go.
So he doesn't drink alcohol? Like, you can't do any of those things.
I mean, but why can't you drink soda?
Caffeine, it's a drug. We catered a Mormon wedding. So on top of their cake, they don't put, it's not the union of marriage is not about them. It's about the church.
Right.
So they put a replica of the Kingdom Hall in Utah on top of the cake.
Oh, that's quite something.
They can have cake. They like sugar. So a marriage is not about the couple. It's about like the unity within the church. But yeah, no caffeine, no porn, no nothing. You can't do anything. That's what I'm saying. They own a liquor brand. That's why she says she's Mormon 2.0.
Right. But don't they know that sugar is just as addicting as drugs and cigarettes and caffeine?
Yeah, but it doesn't like alter. It doesn't like.
Oh, well, give it to some kids and see what happens.
Yeah, yes, it does.
They'll tear all your shit up. You give them enough sugar. Don't.
Funny story, because I know you love crumble cookies. I sent my niece six cookies for her birthday. Like, the, you know, because they're like giant.
Yes.
And she FaceTimes me and she's like, I'm going to eat all of these. And my brother's my brother's like, no, she's not.
Oh, good job, Uncle Greg.
I mean, they're like 600 calories a cookie. They're insane. Anyway.
I know. They're humongous cookies. You got to cut them up and share.
But that's what, like, I think that's what Lisa's missing about this. Heather is upset about the mission and, right, spreading the word of Mormonism. However, yes. I think what's confusing is that Lisa is not a cookie cutter Mormon at all. And that's what Lisa's missing. She's like, oh, they're judging. Like, no, they're not judging. They're just like, you own an alcohol brand. You drink your body weight in Diet Coke. why is your son taking this path that is a more traditional path and you are not traditional Mormon?
Yeah, it's confusing.
And I don't know why they can't just say that.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, I agree. Jack's like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, also like, oh, I meant she's a beautiful girl. Well, guess what? You can't touch her until you're married. So don't go and get any ideas. You're going on a mission.
Just dance separate.
And those garments are hideous. No one wants to wear those because you're not sexy. And we find out that Angie and Heather have sort of bridged their friendship, which I'm not for. However, the way that Lisa handled it is insane.
That was wild.
She's going through something this season. I don't know what it is, but this is not the Lisa Barlow that we met in season one or two.
No, it's weird. That was I was taken aback. Like, what? Why do you care? So, like, how did this become about you, first of all?
Well, Heather doesn't want to bridge the gap with me. Da, 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 like, what about me? And like,
she didn't invite me to her house. Like, do you want to go over there? I'm sure she'll let you come over.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's beautiful. You should go take a look.
Yeah. Like, what?
Well, and I think that, like, she wrote a book called Bad Mormon, and, like, what you guys are currently arguing about, which you're not on the same page of why you're arguing about it, but, like, that book is obviously a big piece of it, I think.
Yes. Agreed.
Meredith got in a car accident, and production did her dirty. The music, the quotes around accident, like,
It was more of a spin out.
Sure.
Not an accident, because you didn't actually hit anything.
Well, she said they could have gone over the cliff.
But they didn't go over the cliff, so just say we had an incident.
She was very shaken up by it.
So shaken up. Nothing else matters. It made me think about this. The last interaction I had with anybody was terrible.
I was more shaken up by Brooks telling his mother he gets stretched often.
First of all,
how often? First of all,
he's driving with these goggles on. So I can't even pay attention to what she's saying because I'm trying to figure out why he's driving with these hideous goggles on. And then the stretched thing happened and I was just beside myself.
He had to combat Angie K's giant glasses. So he wanted to show her up one.
And then he puts on the snowshoes and starts running like a 12-year-old girl.
Well,
I can't.
Maybe he was trying to get stretched out there in the snow. I don't know how you say that to your mother.
I would never. Not
and
even.
Like, it insinuates that you're like promiscuous. I don't know. I have questions.
Can't. I can't. I don't understand how people talk. Like, how do you talk to your parents this way?
Well, then you're going to hate this next part because Monica and her mom.
Oh, my God. That was wild.
I don't know what was better, their conversation or that it took place at the senior center during Mahjong. What were they playing? Some weird.
They were playing some cards.
They were just like call out. It was like go fish. But yeah. You throw the card in the pile. I don't know.
Like who's got it? I don't know. But what I will say about Monica this episode is I was like, I've never related to a housewife more watching her like trying to get her kids up and driving them to school in her pajamas and
eating like, the bacon in the car.
Yes. I was like, this, I can relate to this because I've done this is me at one point in my life. So I get this. And I used to go play bingo at the convalescent hospital with my grandma all the time.
Well, Monica says you can't come over. What if I'm 69ing on the couch?
Yeah. And her mom's like, well, then lock the door.
She has five daughters. You're not 69ing anybody on the couch, first of all.
No, that's not going to ever happen. I love the grandma, though. She's like, you want your mouth in here.
You don't
cuss like that in here. You don't talk.
You know
like
why
that.
You like her? Because that is you.
Yes, it is. I am the grandma.
Be sitting there, being like, not here.
Nope. I am the grandmother. You will find me with those people playing those games in a cuss-free zone.
How would you handle your mom not hanging up the phone?
Oh my god. Oh my god, that mom is crazy.
I would just like pull over, stop the car. I'm going to jump out here. Like what?
She was like, I fucking hate her. I can't. Oh my God. I was like, oh. And then the mom's laughing.
Imagine.
And she's like, well, sometimes, you know, I was like, oh my God, she's not even sorry.
No, no, not even in the slightest.
No.
Wild.
Ugh, poor Monica.
We wrap up with Whitney and Heather talking about Jack's mission, talking about like where they go from here. Why was Heather eating the snow like that?
I'm not sure. If you're thirsty, just get a water.
My other thought was, where do they store all these snowsuits all year?
They must have like a special box or closet or something.
Or like a storage unit or something.
Yeah, somewhere in these humongous houses for all your snow clothes.
I mean, they're pulling out ridiculous outfits.
Oh, yeah. Which I like.
What?
Which I like them all. They're so fashionable.
I know, but like, I thought, aren't we just here for the skiing? I don't know.
Not there. That's lifestyle.
I know. I mean, it's kind of interesting that like, bad weather seems like they're back together
for the moment. Absolutely. But I like that it's more genuine. It's like they're not agreeing, but they're agreeing to disagree.
Yeah, for sure. I could just do without Whitney. She bugs
me. She doesn't
bug me as much. Like, I like her more than Angie K, which is not saying much, but she doesn't have any. No, Angie K needs,
I like her. Yes, I like her more than Angie K, but I don't like that we have to watch them film together because they're friends, because then it's really annoying.
I can't. Also, did you see Angie K when she was putting the kid to bed? I think it was in the last episode. The dining room was in the background. Where the hell does this girl sleep?
I thought she sleeps slept in them. Their bed.
I don't know. I can't. I hate them. I have to move on.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything else on SLC?
No.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Orange County. I don't know. I'm going to preface how we're going to talk about these people, because what confused me the most was that like Andy would ask Tamara a question, but then Emily and Heather would yell at each other about the question that was asked to Tamara. But then he would move on, like, Emily, how do you feel? And then Tamara would yell at Heather about Emily. I'm like, wait a minute. I can't figure out who's mad at who and where. Like,
No, this whole reunion seemed like Andy was literally just sitting there. He couldn't get a word out. And then when he would, it was like he was shut down quick. Like, he just basically sat there and held the cards.
Yeah. I will say the first episode was a little bit more focused. This episode had zero focus.
Oh, no. This was just, I was like, I don't even understand what's going on. Shannon's a fucking hot ass mess.
But then like Shannon like gave her apology with Gina and we like moved on. And then at the end of the episode, we came back and they're yelling at each other.
Yeah, because she gave an apology and then turned around and said, I don't like you.
I mean, that apology was terrible.
It was. I would have rather you not apologize than just say, I don't like you. And let's just leave it at that.
I mean, let's just put it out there. This may be the last time we see Shannon, but she's going on pause. There's no way she's not going to go on pause.
No, it has to happen. I think it's probably for the best.
I mean, she was spotted out. It's been weeks, and she still has a cast, and her face was still bruised.
Jeez, yikes. Criminy.
She's signing up for outpatient rehab. Girl, bye.
Girl, you need to go sit down somewhere.
Yeah. So we talk about John. I wanted 30 more minutes of John talk.
Jeez.
He would ghost her. During their relationship and then show back up and she'd be okay. Let me tell you something. Anybody out there, you think that we're going to date and you think that you're going to ghost me for days when you're upset and then you're going to come back in 3 days later and act like nothing ever happened. You are out of your goddamn ever loving fucking mind.
Absolutely not going to happen.
Guess what? If you ghost me once, you better keep the ghosting going because I am not responding to you.
Absolutely. There's no way.
No, what? Oh, he ghosts me and then he'd come back and like, no, ma'am.
Yeah. And that's acceptable? And you allowed that?
When she said he was like, oh, he wanted to take the next steps. And then a week later broke up with me. Like, oh, he said it so he didn't look bad on camera. I was like, I cannot.
Did you feel like when they had that conversation, he looked like he was being genuine?
No. Well, she did say, she was like, hindsight, like he's checked out. He's not engaged. Oh. So do you think she doesn't know. She didn't know the answer to this. Andy asked her, do you think that he wanted to be on camera?
I mean, I feel like I feel like he portrays that he doesn't, but he secretly likes it because he does film and he has over the years. So if he set a boundary, like, I never want to be recorded. I want to date you, but I want to keep this separate. But he didn't do that. He was there. He came to the events. He hung out with the guys. So I just think he didn't want his bullshit recorded. I think he didn't want to look bad on camera.
Well, I've never said this before, so you better write this down.
Okay.
I think Gina was right, is that he was like, this is going to be good. Then he got burned a couple seasons ago and was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I agree.
And then was like, let me ride this out. Let me have a good season with her. And then I'm out.
You know, makes sense.
Well, they're still fucking.
Of course.
She is. She needs a full-time team of therapists.
Yes. It's going to take a lot of work.
24/7. When she wakes up crying, therapy. When she goes to bed crying, therapy. When she wants to drink and call people, therapy, therapy, therapy.
That's why I think that an inpatient situation would have probably been better.
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about my cousin a lot, but like, she is the exact carbon copy of what I dealt with for 14 months.
Ugh.
Gina says, this is our job. Shannon says, my job is to be Shannon Storms Bador. And then she's like, I took off my shirt on camera. I got divorced. Like, all this stuff.
Oh my God.
And
everybody's staring at her like, okay. And I did this. And I got a divorce. And I had a custody battle. And I had a DUI. Like,
everyone.
Okay. Everybody has had something that's happened.
Yeah. Well, Gina said, congratulations. You're bedoring it up. You're doing great. Oh,
I love Gina. I'm sorry. But I was like,
okay. Heather called her the town crier.
Well,
I mean, she's not wrong.
No, she's not.
I mean, see, and that's, I don't know, like, I'm like, have you ever heard me like talk about relationships to you and be like, oh no.
No.
And be like, oh, hey, like, leave your shit at home. Don't bring your shit in public to people.
I mean, like, you could, though. You could tell me.
No, I know, but I wouldn't. But here's the thing is, I wouldn't tell you things and then bring that person around and then expect you to be like, oh, we're all fine. Like, no.
Like, no, that's not, I get
how
that.
This works. Like, if there's going to be like honesty and transparency, if you really are the fucking town crier, then like, I'm not going to run. It's like the boy who cried wolf. I can't keep running to you every time you go, John ghosted me. Like, I was here 3 months ago. I don't want to do this again.
No, I absolutely get that.
I'm calling this episode, You're the Town Crier.
Okay.
I also had to Google it because it is actually C-R-I-E-R, like crier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like an old term, like an old European term of like medieval times. Like the town crier was more of like the newsman, like telling everybody's business. That's how I always thought it was.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I'll have to look this up.
Maybe there's more than one definition.
Yeah. I thought it was people who like spread gossip, not someone who tells their own business. That'd be stupid. Like a drug dealer. You don't do your own drugs. That's
you don't tell on yourself.
Yeah. No. She did say she's embarrassed.
You should be.
They want her to blame Tamara for bringing it on camera. Tamara says, you're right. Heather didn't bring it on camera. She told Emily that John called her fat. And Gina said he is, in fact, a fame whore. I don't think John's going to be appearing at this reunion anytime soon.
Clearly not.
I think Ryan would have gotten off easier on the reunion than John Danson. I also love that we say his full name constantly.
John Danson. I've never been more in love than I was with John Danson.
Yeah. Oh. You know what's sad? This is what's terrible. That she can recognize how she was treated and still feel loved and still crave that love from a fucking narcissist.
Well, because she's crazy. I mean, this whole episode, I was like, this woman is nuts.
Remember, you will all see the truth. You will all see the truth. We've never seen the truth, girl. You are just crazy.
No, absolutely not.
Then we find out that Shannon hates Emily and she didn't want her invited to the Tres Amigas show. Where did this come
from? That was wild.
I was like, what? Yeah, she hates you. She didn't want you there. She hates you.
She's like, she's mad that we're being friends now that we've made up and she's mad about it and she didn't want you to come. I was like, oh my God.
Well, and then Emily, so this is what I'm talking about. So we're talking to Shannon about her issues in Tres Amigas. Somehow Tamara brings in Emily. Emily and then Shannon get into it about not liking each other. And then Emily's like, well, Heather called Tamara an asshole. And Heather's like, she is an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I will say it to her face. That's the difference here, y'all. Y'all want to go off camera and say this shit, and I'll gladly come on camera and be like, she's an asshole. What Heather didn't say on camera is that she promised not to reveal any of the drama that Shannon had told her. Which is the ghosting. We had no one said the ghosting but Shannon.
No, and that's what she said. There was a lot of things I never, ever said.
Correct. Okay. So Tamara versus Heather, they like mend that asshole comment because Tamara can be an asshole. We know this. Emily versus Heather gets into it over the branding, which the whole couch agreed. I agree. It was funny. Let it go, Heather. Emily, the mammoth comment, not funny, not nice. Did she apologize? No. Did Heather apologize?
Yeah, she was like, that's not what I meant. She said she meant her hair.
Oh, it was wild and crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
A mammoth. But then Tamara and Heather get into it again about Emily. I don't. But then we recap with like the bad things comment. And Emily's upset about the comment, oh, that she was saying bad things about you. But you're forgetting that you had the wrong name.
Right. Nobody even said that.
She did say it. She's like, if you would have come to me and said Tamara, but like, oh yeah, I said Tamara. Why? I didn't know what you were talking about when you said Shannon. I have no idea what that means. I never said Shannon.
Right.
But Emily didn't never address that and be like, yeah, right, my bad. Like, it was all Heather's fault for saying, oh, the bad things, but now they're in the vault, because she did say, hey, the second it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to bite me in the ass.
Yes.
The loser's comment, I think, clearly came from Tamara.
I mean, that definitely sounds like more of a Tamara than
yeah, Heather. Than Heather.
Never.
Again, said this before, Heather will annihilate you with words. I don't think loser is one of them that she's going to, like, no. She's way more sophisticated than that.
Absolutely.
Tamara tells Andy to fuck off and be quiet.
That was crazy to me.
I mean, I don't think it was that crazy. She does. Like, I wasn't that affected by it. People are in an uproar about it, but I think it.
Because this is his shit. Like, why are you talking to him like that?
Yeah.
It just was kind of like, even the kind of look on his face was like, really, Earl? You just got back here and this, you just told me to fuck off?
I mean, okay. This was this season was in top notch. So like, they can't really change anything up in that sense, but.
I was dying though when Vicky texted him the CD chart with all Vicky's.
All Vicky's.
I love that.
I cannot. Gina is upset about the losers. I don't. They're all upset. Everyone's upset. The only person who didn't say two words was Jen. Jen just sat in the corner.
Just sat there.
Tamara and Heather kind of like mend their fences. This is why I know people don't like Tamara. I'm going to say it though. She understands the assignment. You come in hot, you cause drama, you drag Jen all fucking season, you make up with her, and then you say to her, I'm really looking forward to seeing how you and Ryan progress. Like, bitch, did you not watch the last 16 episodes?
Right?
And then, like, I think Heather hit it. Heather's like, why are you so angry? And Tamara broke down crying, right? She had her, like, victim moment to come back full circle. And they hugged and they geared up for season 18, right? Like, this is...
Yeah. I just love you. You're my housewife maker.
Yeah. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. There's a rumor online that Tamara said that she was upset that Heather got brought back before her.
Oh, God.
And I don't know. It must have been on a podcast or somewhere or whatever. So, I mean, again, they're stellar. I watched Reunion twice last night. It flew by. I was like, oh, is it over again? I need more. they know what they're doing. This was a solid cast. And for Andy like never calls that out in reunions to their faces. For him to call that out was like huge.
Mm-hmm.
Ratings speak for themselves. You know, 800,000 people live viewing every week. Doubling New York, doubling. What else? Salt Lake City. Sorry, my brain. I was like, what in the world?
That's okay.
I mean, it was a great season. They did it. 17.
No, absolutely.
Big props.
No, it was fantastic.
We had two, I think, like layup episodes, but nothing slow or nothing that I didn't want to watch. So
No.
Yeah.
No.
Lots of shows coming up. We are 2 weeks from Beverly Hills Wild, which means that we're 2.5 weeks from Potomac and all that, right? November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm wrong.
Second?
No. Beverly Hills, then Miami on the 1st, then
yes,
next
then.
Sunday is Potomac and Married to Medicine.
Yes.
My girl Phaedra. So ton of stuff coming up. We haven't discussed yet what we're watching. Maybe I'll put it out there and y'all can figure out what you want us to watch. This week is the finale of Roni. I'm hearing it's going to be a 2-part reunion. I don't know if we even need that. Hopefully they get into it. I want to see some like...
Oh, I'm sure.
There's just been no like resolve. I want to see them like, hey, this is what you said. This is what I'm upset about. Like, they don't have those conversations.
No. And after, I mean, this is their first time too. So after watching all of these now and watching the episodes back and bringing that in, God only knows who's going to be friends or not friends or what's about to happen.
Yeah, I agree. But let us know what you're watching. I know Married at First Sight is back. I've got Big Brother through like November, which is hopefully coming. It's way too long. I already said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wrap up the challenge. There's a new MTV challenge, which I know you'll probably watch because you and Jake like that together.
Yes.
And there's like a Love Island UK. Are you going to watch any of the Love Islands?
I don't know, because I'm kind of mad because I watched this last Love Island and there was no reunion or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, well, what? How do you know what happened to these people? I might. Because I'm watching, I'm watching Married at First Sight. I'm watching Kardashians. I'm watching Basketball Wives. I'm watching all the new shows that are coming. So, I mean, I'll definitely try it. I just have a lot.
Northwest was saging her house when Kim was, what?
Yeah, she was saging the bathtub.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Hey.
These people are wild.
Kids with money.
Yeah. She's like 10.
Yeah.
Wild. But yeah, let us know what you're watching. Like us, rate us, follow us as always. That is a wrap on episode 156. And that's all I got.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, thank you so much for being here with us. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Bye.